Afghanistan's ambassador to the United States is Syed Jawad. He says that problems in Afghanistan cannot be solved unless Pakistan stops offering a safe haven to the Taliban.
They have to stop supporting the extremist group in Pakistan. There is active institutional support for the extremist group inside Pakistan.
So what do you say to the notion, Senator Obama, in fact, has said that not only would he like to see at least two more combat brigades in the Afghan theater, but he also said that if the U.S. has any kind of actionable intelligence that could lead to the capture or killing of Osama bin Laden, the U.S. should attack. And he's saying even if it has to go into Pakistan, even if General Pervez Musharraf in Pakistan objects, what do you make of that?
I completely agree with him. I consider Osama, Zawahiri, and many other terrorists in Pakistan a threat to humanity, a threat to freedom, a threat to Afghanistan, a threat to Pakistan, to the world. Since Pakistan is an ally in this fight with us, they should coordinate and cooperate with us as much as possible. But if there is a lack of capabilities to go after them, they should allow the international partners, particularly the United States, to go after them in the current approach of Pakistan of either ignoring or actively supporting the extremist group is very dangerous for the future of the world, for the future of the region.
Mr. Ambassador, we know right now that Barack Obama is planning to go to Afghanistan. John McCain has been there. What would you, if you were there on the ground, what would you show them first? Let's say you were accompanying them on the trip.
Well, I show them that how we have done much better with building the Afghan National Army, where we spend more resources, we paid better attention, and how we are not doing that well on building the Afghan police force.
And so what's that led to? I mean, tell us about the significance of having a fortified local police force.
The police serve as the only source for the population to go to them for every complaint. And if that police force is not ethical, if that police force is not capable of providing that protection, then the image of the government will be impacted by that, and people will feel that they're not protected. There is the reason that people tolerate the Taliban in their villages or in their areas, it's not that they have any sympathy for them. Afghans know exactly what Taliban will bring to them. They were a government in Afghanistan. They're not a mystery. But the reason that people will not actively support in certain area the Afghan government or the international community is because they're afraid. And we have to provide them this protection. We have to assure them that if we come in your village, in your town, then we are able to stay there for a long time and to protect you against the Taliban, against the criminals, against the warlords and others.
That was Afghanistan's ambassador to the U.S., Syed Jawad. We asked several analysts, both inside Afghanistan and outside the country, what they think the U.S. priority should be in Afghanistan.
My name is Jean McKenzie. I am the director of the Institute for War and Peace Reporting in Afghanistan. The main priorities for the United States in Afghanistan should be to, first of all, decide exactly what it is we are trying to do here. Before we talk about sending in more troops, we should have a very clear idea of how we are going to use them. As we have seen over the past 3 to 6 months, simply increasing boots on the ground is very likely to make the situation worse instead of better. I think we have to understand that we are not going to find a military solution to a problem that is much more complex. Afghanistan is a country in dire need of security. That is its first priority and its main priority at this point. But instead of helping to guarantee security, it seems that the policies we've been pursuing have made security much further away than it is already. We need to try to deliver to Afghans on the promises that we have made. We have got to convince them that they are better off with us here than without us here. We need to try to understand who the enemy is here. None of the things that we are doing in Afghanistan are making us safer, nor are they making Afghanistan a more viable nation. And I'm just afraid that if we do not wake up to this fact very quickly, that it may soon be too late.
I'm Bill Arkin, online columnist for The Washington Post and a military analyst. What does the United States need to do most of all in Afghanistan? Take a deep breath. Everyone says that Afghanistan is going south. Everyone says we need a surge. Everyone says that it's the epicenter of Al-Qaeda. Everyone says the problem is really in Afghanistan and not in Iraq. But you know what? nothing that's necessarily going on in Afghanistan hasn't happened before. And what is going on in Afghanistan now is a challenge more to the United States as it relates to what it's going to do about Pakistan than what it's going to do about the government in Kabul. Look, the Taliban are getting stronger. Al-Qaeda is definitely reconstituting itself in various forms. There are other oppositions to the Afghan government. But the United States and NATO is not going to be able to do anything here until we solve the Pakistan problem. More troops? Why? Different strategy? You can't apply clear, hold, and build like you did in Iraq to a country that's rural and backwards. You can't apply the same counterinsurgency strategy. So what should we do? Take a deep breath. Just consider what our options are and not imagine that whatever magic it was that we performed in Iraq is going to be performed in Afghanistan and there's going to be peace in our time.
My name is Sarah Chase. I live in Kandahar, Afghanistan, where I run a cooperative that makes skincare products for export. The main priority for U.S. policy in Afghanistan has got to be cracking down on corruption. We put the current government in power. That's how ordinary Afghans experience it anyway. And at this point, the people I live and work with say it's just about a toss-up between the Taliban, who shake them down at night, and government officials who shake them down, siphon off development aid, customs revenue, you name it, in the daytime. It's time for U.S. officials to begin methodically, persistently, and on a really practical case-by-case basis, demanding better behavior from these officials. More combat troops are definitely needed. That's just manifestly obvious. But unless such an increase is accompanied by this kind of uncompromising focus on governance, it won't help.
As Sarah Chase, who directs the Argonne Cooperative in Kandahar, Afghanistan.